Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying It's About Loving God, Bible Studies on the Christian Life. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 1 to 11, Facing Giants. Pressure is one of the realities of life that is common to every person. Pressure can provoke a frenzy of activity or paralyze all movement in fear. Martin Luther King said, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy." Let's read our passage, our text. 1 Samuel 17, beginning with verse 1. Now the Philistines gathered their armies together to battle, and were gathered together at Soko, which belongs to Judah. They encamped between Soko and Azekah in Ephes-Damon. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and they encamped in the valley of Elah, and drew up in battle array against the Philistines. The Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, with a valley between them. And the champion went out from the camp of the Philistines, named Goliath from Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a bronze helmet on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. And he had bronze armor on his legs and a bronze javelin between his shoulders. Now the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his iron spearhead weighed 600 shekels, and a shield bearer went before him. Then he stood and cried out to the armies of Israel and said to them, "Why have you come out to line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and you the servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves, and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against you and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us." And the Philistine said, "I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." And when Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Fear paralyzes forward movement, clouding your vision, numbing your brain, slowly crippling you with worry and anxiety. Where does pressure come from? Unexpected events of daily life. Adversity opposes you by people and circumstances. In 1 Samuel 17, we see three things that adversity does in your life. First, adversity results in pressure. Remember the scene. They're lined up on mountains opposite each other with the valley in between, and they were engaging in what would be known as representative combat. Champion warriors would fight rather than the armies. The winner's army wins the war. It's a gamble, but it was worse here because the Philistines had an ace, Goliath. 9 feet tall, a coat of armor weighing over 100 pounds, an iron point of his spear weighing 15 pounds. Israel had nothing to counter this overpowering weapon. Each day, Goliath came to the battle line and made a challenge. Listen, yes, adversity results in pressure, and that pressure can result in fear or boldness. It's what's known as the flight or fight syndrome. Fear. when Saul, in verse 11, when Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Boldness, verse 26. Then David spoke to the men who stood by him, saying, "What shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" Fear can be motivational. In Saul's case, he was paralyzed by it. He couldn't move. No options, no alternatives, and no plans. Verse 16, "And the Philistine drew near and presented himself 40 days, morning and evening." For 6 weeks, Saul couldn't move backward or forward. Afraid to leave, afraid to stay. In life today, major challenges lie ahead in your life. You know that you should deepen your spiritual life by being prepared to serve the Lord. But the pressure of what if? What if I fail? What if I'm rejected? What if I don't have what it takes? What if God doesn't come through? The status quo has no place at all in Christianity. Things should never stay the same. You're called to expand your love, your faith, your giving, your knowledge of God, your sacrifice, your service. You're called to continually become more conformed to the image of God's Son, Jesus. So adversity results in pressure. Second, adversity reveals a perspective. When pressure comes to your life, it reveals perspective, whether human reasoning or spiritual reasoning. Look at verse 8, verse 28. "Now Eliab, his oldest brother, heard when he spoke to the men, and Eliab's anger was aroused against David, and he said, 'Why did you come down here? And with whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the insolence of your heart, for you have come down to see the battle.' And David said, 'What have I done now? Is there not a cause?' And then he turned from him toward another and said the same thing. And all these people answered him as the first ones did." David's brothers and the others were embarrassed. So they ridiculed him for his boldness. Even Saul was stuck in human reasoning. Consider the exchange between him and David. David's boldness in verse 31. "Now when the words which David spoke were heard, they reported them to Saul, and he sent for him. And then David said to Saul, 'Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight with this Philistine.'" Saul's reasoning, verse 33, "And Saul said to David, 'You're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you're a youth, and he a man of war from his youth.'" David's persistence, verse 34. "But David said to Saul, 'Your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it, and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing that he has defied the armies of the living God.' Moreover," David said, "'the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.'" And what was Saul's response? "And Saul said to David, 'Go, and the Lord be with you.' So Saul clothed David with his armor, and he put a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them. So David took them off. What was the difference between Saul and David's thoughts? Well, Saul's human reasoning, my training, weapons, strength, experience, size, courage, and ability do not equal Goliath's training. Weapons, strength, experience, size, courage, and ability. I am not equal to the challenge of this huge man. David's spiritual thinking, rather than human reasoning, David's spiritual thinking, my training, weapons, strength, experience, size, courage, and ability do not equal Goliath's training, weapons, strength, experience, size, courage, and ability. But my God is more than any match, than a match for any giant. So David said, no thanks for Saul's armor, and went off to face the giant. Verse 40. So then he took his staff in his hand and chose for himself 5 smooth stones from the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, in a pouch which he had, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Adversity results in pressure. Adversity reveals a perspective. And then third, adversity requires a response. There are 2 ways to respond to the challenges of life. By relying on human resources, verses 41 to 44. So the Philistine came and began drawing near to David, and the man who bore the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and good looking. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me and I will give you flesh of the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. So there's 2 ways we can respond to the challenges of life. Either by relying on human resources or by trusting in God's power. Verse 45. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you've defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Then all this assembly should know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. In God's strength, I am equal to any challenge he brings to me. Well, of course, you know the rest of the story, verses 48 to 50. So it was when the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And then David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone, and he slung it and struck the Philistine in his forehead, so that the stone sank into his forehead and he fell on his face to the earth. And so David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. What logic do you subscribe to? The logic of human reasoning, or the logic that says, for we walk by faith, not by sight? 2 Corinthians 5:7. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. What pressures of life are holding you paralyzed in fear. What are your Goliaths? Your God, if Jesus is your Savior, is more than a match for any situation, and He wants to prove it. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 9, the first part of it. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to Him. In 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9, Paul wrote, a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. A reality to pay attention to. Opportunities and challenges travel together. You think about all that, and you have a great day.